Okay, today's daf is Erechin Daf Tes. Erechin Daf Tes, we are on the Mishnah on Ches Amid Beis as we continue Eine Erechin. So this whole perek, we started with Erechin, but we get to talk about various different topics because once we had in the first Mishnah on Friday's daf, this is not less than this, and this is not more than that. So now we have everything in Shas that has to do with numbers. Less than this and more than that. Yesterday we discussed Tzaras, and today we discussed a number of other items as we continue in this perek, which talks about all different halachas. We're going to get to the Tzkiyas and the Beis HaMikdash, and we're going to get to other items. So today we have a few right here. Chesam HaBeis. Ein pochazin me arba'a chadashim ha-me'ubarim bashana, v'lo nira yeser al shmona. There is never less than four meubar months during the year. Four 30-day months during the year. We know there are every month, every lunar month, which we know the Jewish calendar goes by both the lunar and the solar. The solar calendar, the fact that we have a month in the solar calendar, you know, that's just an arbitrary idea, right? A solar calendar really just goes by the sun, and there's just the earth going around the sun, 365 days. That is the solar year. But the Jewish calendar goes by both. We go by the lunar months, and there's a difference. What the moon makes an entire rotation every month, and the solar year. So that's why we have to always, Chazal, as we'll see today, always have to try to make sure the equilibrium stays between the lunar months and the solar year in terms of the Chagim, the Chulu. But every lunar month is 29 days, 12 hours, and 793 Chalakim, Tashak Chalakim. So we can't split up a day. What is the month? What happens at the end of the 793rd Chelek? That's exactly when it's called the Molid. That's what we announced yesterday. Right? The Molid is when the moon starts being visible, again, to the naked eye from Earth. You basically can't see it at the time of the Molid, but theoretically it is there. That's when the month starts, but we don't start months in the middle of the day. So that's why we either go up or go down. Round up or down. So either a month on the Jewish calendar is either 29 days or 30 days. So that is the reasons why we have some mu'ubars and some chasers, some 30-day months and some 29-day months, right? This month that we're in right now, Rosh Chodesh is on Wednesday, so you know it's a 29-day month. If there were 2 days Rosh Chodesh, then you know it's a 30-day month. So we have it set already for many, many hundreds of years, centuries, that we have our set calendar. But the rules and regulations of that calendar is in the Shulchan Aruch, based on the Gemaras. Gemaras here and Gemaras in Rosh Hashanah and elsewhere. So says the Mishnah, you never have less than four me'ubars in a year. In a 12-month period, you have to have at least four me'ubars. In Pokusim, Yerba, Chadashim, Ha-me'ubar, Bashana. V'lo nir'eh, Yeser al-Shmona. And it doesn't appear that one should have more than eight. That is an unclear line. What? You shouldn't have more than eight what? So that's going to be a major machlokas in the Gemara, as we'll see, between Rav Huna and Ula. That's what it says. You can't have more than four me'ubars. You can't have less than four me'ubars. You can't have more than eight blank. We'll see. It's either going to be talking about me'ubars or chasers. That's going to be the 2 days in the Gemara. That is number one. That's going to be the rest of today's daf discussion, all about the calendar. But first, we have a couple of other ideas that we get to mention because it's in the Mishnah here. Shtei halechem, ein ne'echal in pachas mishnayim, v'lo yetzer al shlosha. Shtei halechem, the special carbon that we bring on Shavuos, brought from the first wheat, the first chitim that grew, the first seorim is brought on the second day of Pesach. That's the carbon of Omer. The first wheat is brought on Shavuos. That's the shtei halechem. So it's never eaten less than the second day, pachas mishnayim, less than the second day after it was baked. What does that mean, the second day? So Rashi explains, Liyom Sheni La'afiyasan, on the second line, because the afiyah is not doche. So if Shavuos is on a weekday, so you are bake it before, and you eat it afterwards. And sometimes you have Yom Shlishi La'afiyasan, no more. Why? Look on Rashi, goes through the cases. Second line of Rashi. Chal Yom Tov Shel Atzeres Lios Be'echad B'Shabbos. So if Shavuos falls out on a Sunday, So that year, there's no machlokas between the Sukkim and the Purushim. Right? When Shavuot's held on a Sunday, so that's if Shavuot's held on a Shabbos, then there's no machlokas. Right? That's correct. Sunday. So anyway, so if it falls out on a Sunday, so Nefas be'erev Shabbos, then it's baked on Erev Shabbos, because the Afi is Adokha Shabbos Yantif, and it's eaten on Yantif after the waving, which is the third day. But on a regular day, it's eaten on the second day of the baking. Right? If Shavuot is on a Wednesday, so then Tuesday you bake it, and Wednesday you eat it. So that's the rule. Beit Shelechem has ever eaten less than the 2 days, which you count the day of. You count the day of Afiyah, like by a bris. And the Lo Yasar Shlosha, Lechem Apanim that we bring every Shabbos, that we put on this Shulchan every Shabbos, the 12 loaves. Einech Al Pachos Bites, Lo Yasar Al Chadasar. So that's somewhere between 9 and 11. Why? Because you bake it on Friday, on a regular day. So if you bake it on Friday, so on a regular Shabbos, so then it's eaten on day 9. Because the following Friday is day 8, Shabbos is day 9. Wonderful. What happens, though, if Yontif is on Friday? So you can't bake it on Friday. It's got to bake it on Thursday. What if Yontif is Thursday, Friday? So you have to bake it on Wednesday, and then you'll be able to eat it on the 11th day, which will be the following Shabbos. Right? That is the Lechem Apanim. Remember the Lechem HaPanim, we discussed at length in various places in Maseches Menachos. It's a separate mitzvah Aseh Daraisa, as we know, in Parshas Truma. Mitzvahs Sidur Lechem HaPanim Ulevona. The Chenech counts one mitzvah following the Rambam in Mitzvah Tzadik Zayin, Mitzvah 97. What's the mitzvah? Lo Hasib Beis HaMikdash Lefnei Hashem Lechem Tamid. To put the Lechem HaPanim on the Shulchan. Shmisharshi HaMitzvah. What's the message behind the mitzvah of the Lechem HaPanim? Every Shabbos taking loaves. Loaves, it's not chalas, like we would call chalas, but it's loaves. Misharji mitzvah. Shetzivanu akel barachu mitzvah tmidas balechem lefi shebo yichye ha'adam. This is the staple of a person's life, and therefore, we have to do a mitzvah with it. Alkein tsarich elav lihios ha'bracha mitzuyah bo tamid. We always want bracha in our bread, which might say is the symbol of parnasa, and therefore we do a mitzvah with what we want a bracha in. Whatever we want a bracha, like the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah. On the day that we're judged on something, we do a mitzvah with that. Right? B'chayi don't know l'mayim, so we do nisach amayim. On the day that we're judged for wheat, we do something with wheat. On the day that we're judged, all the chagim. And it even says, on the day that we're judged on Rosh Hashanah, we have the akedah, where we're okayed ourselves, kaviyachal. So says, not kaviyachal, right, lahavdil. So says the Sefer HaChinuch, we do a mitzvah with bread, which we want to bracha in. Umitoch eskenu bo l'kayem ala mitzvah Hashem Yisbarach, through the esek that we're doing the mitzvah, yeah, haratzon v'abracha, chalim aleinu b'yisbarach b'meyenu. So there's a bracha in our innards, ki b'chol she'oseh b'ho adam, ratzon Hashem Yisbarach, with whatever we use for the mitzvah, bohu mitbarech. We got a bracha in that. Lefi, right, we want a bracha with our money. What does the Gemara say in Tainus? Aser b'shvil she'tit asher. You do a mitzvah with your money, you can have a bracha with your money. Right? Whatever we do a mitzvah with, then we'll have a bracha in. Bohu mitbarech. Lefi kol inyan v'inyan she'yasim megamat panav machshavosav v'asaka b'dvar mitzvah. So beautiful, this is a basic chinuch. This is not just a lechem apanim chinuch. This is a life chinuch. Right? So whatever we want, we have our magamat panim towards that. Lefihen ma'ayana bracha noveya alav. Through that, we have the bracha. Then he quotes the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Tezayin. Haviyu lefanei omer bepesach, kedei sheyisbarchu lachem tefuah shebesados. Nischu lefanei mayim bechag, kedei sheyisbarchu lachem. Gishmei bracha, b'shana ba, tikul lefanei shofar shahal, kedei lizkar akedas yisrak. Vechulu vechori continues. Right, as he says, fine. That is in terms of hashkafa. If there's a lot more here, maybe at the end if we have time, I'll read the rest of the chinuch. But yeah. On the other hand, says the, that's in terms of hashkafa. In terms of lundis, there was a major issue that we spoke about in Maseches Menachos, and that is the other one. Sorry, and that is twofold. Number one, what is the mitzvah of lechem apanim doing in Parshas Truma? Parshas Truma is all about the kalim. The avodah is discussed later on when the kohanim do the avodah. Parshas Tetzaveh. Right, why is the lechem apanim? Put it there. Truma is describing the structure of the kalim. So a number of achronim, the mitzvah samelach, Rabbi Samet and others, suggests, according to summary shonim, it could be that the shulchan is not complete as a chaloshim shulchan if it doesn't have the lechem on it. It's not a shulchan. It's not like other, the menorah is the menorah without the neiris in there. Even if you don't light it, it's called a menorah. The mizbeach haktoras, the mizbeach hazav, even if you don't light the ktoras, it's called a mizbeach. But it could be that the lechem apot, why is this? We're not going into the why right now. Now we're just describing. But it could be, he says, v'amar muchach mikan, the lechem apanim me'etzem tzuras ha'shulchan hu, u'kishe'ein alav lechem apanim, leka ala shem shulchan, v'lochein mekoma hu bebinyan ha'shulchan, which is in Parshas Truma. So that is number one for the mikum, why is it in Parshas Truma? The other shaila is to answer the Ravid's questions. The Ravid is bothered why the Rambam and the Chinuch only count one mitzvah of lechem apanim. The Ravid says you should count three mitzvos. You should count. We have the if I have the lashon of the Ravid here. I don't have the lashon of the Ravid here, but he quotes you should count the eating of the lechem apanim, the seder of the lechem apanim, and the hakdaras pazichin. Right, and the burning of the frankincense, the little thing before, that allows you to eat the lechem apanim. So the Ravid only counts one mitzvah. So everybody says, why? What, isn't there something unique about the seder and the achila? So Rav Asher Weiss, the mitzvah of Melech, and others say no. The lechem apanim, the mitzvah of Melech is a beautiful formulation of this. There are two that he quotes from the Briska Rav. The b'chol lechem apanim tarti dini yisbehu. Right, there are two aspects of the lechem apanim. One aspect is that it's a karban mincha. It's a special karban mincha, but it's a karban mincha. And being that it's a karban mincha, the achila of the lechem apanim is included in the mitzvah of achilas karban mincha. You don't have to count the separate mitzvah of the achilas lechem apanim. You count the achilas karban mincha. That's the Rambam counts. That's the Chinuch quotes. So it's a mincha. And also the haktaras bazichin. It's like the haktaras hakometz. You burn part of the item, and then the rest of it is mutar ba'achila. So yes, a little bit. The mincha, you take from it itself. You take the lavona that's on the mincha. And here, you have the loaves, and you have the separate little cups of lavona. But still, that is a haktaras hakometz. So the only thing that's left is the putting it onto the shulchan. That's unique. That's the second element of lechem apanim. That is the uniqueness. To bechol lechem apanim tarti dine yisbehu. Chada mi din mincha. Shagam lechem apanim mincha hi. Va'o din miyuchad shal lechem apanim. Vechalukim heim ashnei dinim biyisodam. And they're different. The din sidur lechem sheish lechem apanim la mi din mincha hu. Putting it on the lechem, there's no other carbon. There's no other carbon mincha. They have to put somewhere. Okay, there's hagasha. Close to the Mizbeach. We never put it anywhere. We have to put it there. Elozomi chidish din tigal lechem apanim. Avodin akarvas bazichin v'lechem apanim midin mincha shebahi. And he says, fascinatingly for the Briska Rav, are they both always there? He suggests maybe it changes. Dahai din mincha sheyish b'lechem apanim lo chal rak la'achar shekvar nigmar hadin lechem apanim sheyish ba. First is lechem apanim, and then it's mincha. Dahainu la'achar shekvar seder halechem v'yamunach shem makol oso shavua. Once it's on the shulchan for a week, so then it's lechem apanim the whole week. Right? What other every other karban mincha? There's a psul of lina. Overnight, this is going to become nifsal b'lina. You have to burn it. Lechem apanim doesn't have a psul of lina. So he says at that moment, right? Bezman piruka el adin amincha sheba. When you're about to take it off and you burn the bazich on the following Shabbos, so then it loses its status of mincha and it loses status of lechem apanim and becomes mincha. Okay, that's a little bit review and reminders of what we had discussed in Maseches Menachos. Okay, so that is related to lechem apanim. The Gemara here doesn't talk about lechem apanim or the others. So we got to talk a little bit about it ourselves. Okay, last line of the Mishnah. Ein akata nimol pachos miches. V'lo yasar ha-shneimasar. Mila, not bismana, but the earliest you can do a bris mila is either from day 8, and at most, day 12. Day 8 is obviously bisman. Baby's born on a Tuesday, you have a bris mila the next Tuesday. What about when would you have it on day 9? If the baby is born, Motzei Shabbos, you're not sure if it's Shabbos or if it's Sunday. So we do that. We're always machmer to do it on the later day. So you would do the bris mila on Sunday, even though you know it might be that the day was Shabbos, but you do it on day 9. What happens if, and when do you have it on day 10? Let's say the baby's born on Friday night. You're not sure if it's Friday or Shabbos. You're not sure. Halacha l'maisa, baby's born 15 minutes after Shkia on Friday night. When do you do the bris? Sunday. The bris mila on Sunday. Why Sunday? It's for sure wrong. But the answer is, Amila Shlom Bisman is never Docha Shabbos. So you can't do it on Friday because it might be too early. And it's better to do a bris mila too late than too early. You can't do it on Shabbos because maybe it's Amila Shlom Bismana. So we do it on Sunday, which is definitely Shlom Bismana. But you're covered. What happens if Yantif is on Friday and the baby is born on Thursday night? What happens if Yantif is Thursday, Friday? The baby is born on Wednesday night. So you keep pushing it off all the way until after Same thing if the other Sunday, right, it's Friday night, then it's Sunday, Monday. Either way, it's the, you always push it off because you could never do a meal of Shlo Bizmana on Shabbos. Even the suffix meal of Shlo Bizmana is not Docha Shabbos. And therefore, you push it off. It's either from day 1 through day 12. Very important, Rashi. What does Rashi say? There can't be more than 12. So what's the case? The last line of Rashi on the Mishnah. Im chalu shnei yom tovim shal Rosh Hashanah, acharos haShabbos. If Rosh Hashanah falls out on Sunday, Monday. Right? Sunday, Monday. We know, lo adu Rosh. It can't happen bizman hazeh. But let's say theoretically it can. If the last two Sunday, Monday, enonim alad yom shlishi, shushnei masal leidaso. So Rashi doesn't make a big deal about it. There's no fanfare. He just says Rosh Hashanah. Why doesn't Rashi quote Yantif and Yantif Sheni? Rashi dafka quotes Rosh Hashanah. Says the Nodav Yehuda that Rashi seems to hold like the Rambam. Because there's a major machlokas we shown him. Is a Mila Shalob Ismana Doche Yantif Sheni. So that is a machlokas we shown him. If you look in the Rambam says in Mila Aleph Tezvav. Rambam says in Mila Aleph Tezvav. Let me find it. No, this is Mada. Rambam says in Mila Aleph Tezvav. V'chol mi she'eno docha es ha-Shabbos, eino docha es yantif rishon. V'docha yantif sheni, u'b'shtei yom tovim shal Rosh Hashanah. Right, I'm sorry. V'yadu yantif sheni. Amila shlo bizman is atocha Shabbos, or yantif rishon, but is docha yantif sheni. U'b'shtei yom tovim shal Rosh Hashanah, eino docha lo es ha-rishon v'lo es ha-sheni. It's not docha Rosh Hashanah. So the Rambam holds beferish that mila shlo bizman is docha yantif sheni. It's a, remember, it's a chash, derab chash, the kareis every day. Maybe according to some Rishonim, it's Mila, Mitzvah Asei Daraisa, so the Chachamim were not gozer against that. Umashvila Rabbeinu, he says, but the Ketzav Mishnah quotes, V'dasha harash b'tshuva chalak al Rabbeinu, V'kasa demila shlo bizmana, eina docha afilu yadav sheni shal galias. Umi Masnisan, and he quotes about Shabbos, Yud Beis, right, the Gemara, the Mishnah talks about these, this delay. But Rashi says it here, it's the Machlokas, the Rosh and the Rambam. And Rashi says that Oda Behuda seems to hold like the Rosh. Who do we paskin like? What? So, surprisingly, who does the Shulchan Aruch paskin like? Says the Shulchan Aruch in Reish Samach Vav Sif Ches, the Shulchan Aruch does not follow the Rambam. Amazingly, even though the Rambam is clear, Reish Samach Vav Sif Ches, Mishan Ola Benesh Mashu Shu Safik Yom Safik Laila, Monim in Alaila, Venim Olachi. Susavik Shmidi, he's born Ben Ashmashas. Vim Nolan Erev Shabbos Ben Ashmashas, Edoch as a Shabbos, Edoch as a Shabbos Bisafik. Vachain Edoch Yantif Bisafik. Via Filu, the Shulchan Aruch says, Yantif Sheni Shel Golias. Even Yantif Sheni Shel Golias, Edoch. That's the Rush. Right? It's the Rush. Vafilu Lahotzi as a Rosh Ben Ashmashas Vachulu. Says the Shach, what is the Shulchan Aruch doing? Lafiani is Daiti Iker Kaharambam. The Docha Yadav Shein Shal Galias, the Chenu Gabki Das HaSmag, VaKobo, VaChenira Das HaBartenura, because of a Rambam, the Huadin Kol Shara Dvar, Yadav Docha Shabbat, the Docha Yadav Shein Shal Galias. He doesn't quote Rashi and Erechin, so the Shulchan Aruch, for some reason here, goes against the Rambam and follows the Rosh, and that is part of the Noda Behuda's problem. Noda Behuda in Arachayim, Simin Lamed, he quotes this, and he says, I go like the Shach. I don't know what the Shulchan Aruch is talking about. Become Akam, and he has Daiti, Kiyuahu Kachazina, B'divri Marana Machaber, B'divze. Chada, Sha'azav Darko, V'sidro, B'chol Makom, Lias Nimshach, Achadas HaRambam. V'yafil B'chol Rambam, Chokim Alav. Even when the Rambam is 10 to 1 against the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch will still go like the Rambam. So he says, I know what he did here. V'kam B'divze, Lohevi, V'sifro, Beis Yosef, Shum Cholik al HaRambam, Shemata B'yat of Shein, Yafilu Mila Shlevada, Overzman, Arach HaRosh. 1-1. They hechla the Shulchan Aruch kadas harash lechalutin b'stam ki ilu ein shem cholik v'kfar b'emes cholik alav hashach u'pazak kadas harambam. Number one, he says a yoter plia. He says you could even say that the Rosh isn't even talking about our case. The suffik mila shalom b'zmana in adocha as yadav shein shal golias lo ola das harash me'olam. The Rosh koyal misha nolad be'erev Shabbos minash mashus. Al misha suffik shmini shalom b'yantav sheini mehechat eisi laser. So you guys, maybe even the Rosh won't say it. So at the end he says, "Wugufadin shenachlu aramam harash nirin divrei harash." The masvar yish lahakel b'shar yamim tovim yosem rosh hashana mashenu tali biyom arichta. So he says, I think you can rely on the Rambam and the Shach, the Chulu. He says, you want to go out to Shulchan Aruch, I'm not going to scream, but you definitely, Yishmi Amal Lisbach. And then at the last two lines of the Shuva, Amnam Rashi, Perak Beis De Erechin, B'mishta Dein Katan, V'chulu, Pirish Gavkin, M'choshi Yad Rosh Hashanah, Chazina Gam Rashi, No Tilo Das HaRambam, V'yim Kena, Somech Aleyam Lo Hakel, Lo Hifsid. So Rashi doesn't make a big deal about it, but the Rode Behuda does, and we now appreciate Rashi on the Mishnah. Okay, here we go. Back to the calendar. So, remember the first line of the Mishnah said that there are at least four full months, four Mu'ubars in every year, and no less than four, and no more than eight something. So what does it mean, no more than eight something? Even before we, you know what, let's do a little bit, and then we'll talk about the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh in general, which I'm going to do. But let's just get sink our teeth a little bit into the discussion. So, what does the line of the Mishnah mean? The Mishnah says, no less than four mu'ubars, and no more than eight. So, Machlokas Rav Huna and Ula. First day, Amar Rav Huna. Ma lo nira Yisrael Shmona? Amar Rav Huna. Lo nira l'chachamim wa'aber Yisrael Shmona. According to Rav Huna, it's two separate statements. The first line of the Mishnah says, you don't have less than four mu'ubars, you don't have more than eight mu'ubars. But it's two separate statements, both referring to the full months. You have between four and eight, including eight. You can have eight, according to Rav Huna, right? He says you can't have more than eight. So between four and eight. So the Gemara says why? So Maishna Tisha Delo, why doesn't he allow nine months of 30 days in a year to Imkain? Because if you would have that, Kadim Asisiara Tlasayomi, the following year, if you have a number of extra days, you have 30 days, then it will come out, then the molid of the following Tishrei, the molid of Rosh Hashanah, will be 3 days. Kadim Asisiara Tlasayomi, 3 days before Rosh Hashanah. Because you'll have these extra days that you added in during the year, because you have these extra 30 days, so you're going to be pushed off Rosh Hashanah each time, but the molid doesn't get pushed off, the natural molid, it's just what your months are. So if you do the math, Rashi does the math here, the molid is going to be separate from Rosh Hashanah for 3 days, and it's going to be, people are going to think it's crazy. We're going to see the molid is going to be 3 days, Rosh Hashanah is going to be 3 days later. It's inappropriate, right? Second line on Rashi. Umaranini alma basarabanan. People are going to talk about the rabbis. What kind of crazy rabbis we have? I see the moon. Rosh Hashanah is 4 days later. This is, today was the new year. So they're going to be Morani. So you can't have the molid before so much earlier. So we'll get back to that in a second. The Gemara says, so what was he worried? Because you can't have nine, because then you're going to end up having it 3 days before. Sahashtanami ka'ad ka'kadim asi treyomi. So even if you have eight full months, there's a chance that it could be 2 days before. So people are going to also be upset about that. So Gemara says, you're right. Kidda Amr of Misharshi, like Rabbi Misharshi says in a different context, which we're going to have on Amud Beis, Kagoch Aisa Shana Mu'ubares, the previous year had been Mu'ubar, where you had an extra month in the previous year. So Achanami, Kagoch Aisa Shana Shalafanea Mu'ubares. When are you allowed to have eight in a year if the previous year was Mu'uberis? You had an extra month of the previous year, the Iber Shana Chodesh. This is a machlokas we're going to have on Amud Beis. How long is that extra month that you add in? The second Adar. How long is it? The extra month, or depending which one you say is the extra one. But the one that you add in is a machlokas, whether it's always 30 or it could be 29. So this opinion is holding that it could be 29. Chodesh means 29. So the previous month was 29. So you saved a day already the previous year. So you're not going to end up this year being 2 days ahead of Rosh Hashanah. It's only going to be 1 day ahead of Rosh Hashanah. Dal Yarcha Malya Bahadi Yarcha Chasera. So you have the full month of this year. Put that together with the full month of the Chaser month of the previous year. So you're only going to be 1 day ahead of the Rosh Hashanah with the Molid, and that don't worry about. 1 day people aren't so medactic, they're not going to be Maranin after the Rabbanan for 1 day, right? That gives us flexibility, right? If you look on the fourth line or so of the skinny lines of Rashi, V'nimsa sheik damnu tishrei sha'avar lefnei molado kemidas chisar and chodesh echad. Right, you already moved it up in the previous. Lefichach an yecholu ma'acher tishrei zek kemidas milu chodesh echad kitakamar dal yachamal yilabadi chaseira. So it equals out, so you're only 1 day off from the molid of Tishrei to what we would call Rosh Hashanah, and therefore would it be a problem? So what I just said outside, Akadi Chad Yom, there's still one day off. Still one day off, right? You can't have 9 because that's going to be 3 days off. You can't have 8 in a regular year without the previous year being Shana Me'uberes because it's going to be 2 days off. So if you have the previous year being a Shana Me'uberes with a Chaser month, that takes away, that gives us flexibility of 1 day. So therefore, lo adaitayu de'inshi. People don't are going to be moronin on that. So therefore, it would be okay. Stop there for a minute. That is all number one. That is all Rav Huna, who interprets our Mishnah as two separate statements, both talking about Me'ubar months. Can't have less than 4, can't have more than 8. The chashash that Rashi says we're worried about here is that the people are going to be moranin after the Rabbanan. Right, there are various Gemaras, I'll just mention one, that talk about the Emunas Chachamim that one has to have, that we have to have. And thinking that a Rav or a Posek, you know, says something based on bias and based on, you know, their own ulterior motives is something that we cannot accept that. Again, obviously, we're talking about somebody who's a major leaguer who has proven themselves that have gone through Shas and Poskim, and they could give interpretations like we spoke one on Friday. The Tzitz Eliezer and Shlomo Zalman could have a machlokas mikatz kaltzeh about having an abortion for a Tasek's baby, Rachman al-Islan. And they're both Gedolia Poskin. They can have that. Nobody's moraning after either. But if you look at the Gemara, Brachas Yotes. Remember that Gemara? That was a Gemara about the Mishnah in Idias quotes. Does Bezdin give the Mei Sota to a Giores? Giores. The Giores becomes a Sota. Do we go through the process of Mei Sota? That's a Machlokas. Machlokas Tanoim. The Tanakhama says, Ein Mashkin. Loas a Giores, loas a Meshachreres. The Chachamim Omer Mashkin. Come and say, Tarakama says, no, the Chacham says, no, yes, you do. V'yom Rulo, this is the Mishnah, quoted there in Brachas Yates, Maisa Bekarkamas Shivcha Mishachreres V'Yushalayim V'Hishkua Shmaya V'Avtalyon. Shmaya V'Avtalyon gave her to drink from the Mesota. V'Omer Lohem, Akavya ben Mahalalel was talking, he said to the Chachamim, there's no riot from Shmaya V'Avtalyon. Dugma Hishkua. Dugma Yishkua, what does that mean? Oh, because they're children of Gerim. Of course they're going to treat her like a regular Jew. Whoa. Right? That's what the Mishnah says in Idias. That was Akavya ben Malalel's response. V'niduhu, they put him in Cherim. Put him in Cherim for suggesting that. That's what Shmaya Naftalion, right, did that for. V'meis b'niduyo, the Gemara says. He died in Cherim. V'saklu bezen esarono. They stoned his coffin. Right, that's what he says. It quotes. That's the first day. Then the Gemara quotes another opinion. Amar Yehuda, Chas v'Shalom, Akavi bin Malal and Esnada. He wasn't the one. How can you suggest that about Akavi? He was the one that was kofar in Emunas Chachamim. The Rabbi says one of the people are in Lochil Olam Haba. The Dvarim that are Ma'akiv Tshuva, or somebody who denies the Kalacha Rabbanan. So he says Akavi bin Malal, Ella Esmi Nido. It was Elazar ben Chanoch. Some other doesn't even say Rebbe Elazar. Es Elazar ben Chanoch. She pikpik bin Atilas Yadayim. Here's my fact pick about the Takanot Rabbanim and the Tilos Yadayim. Ukshemei shochu bezem inichu even gedol al arono lulamedcha shagolam esnade umeis beniduyo bezem sokol arono. The Gemara says it couldn't have been Akavya. She'en azaron in Elis al kol adam b'Yisrael b'chachbo b'tar b'yiras chet k'akavya ben malalel. He was equal to all the other rabbis of the generation. Anyways, he goes through the Kolach HaChachamim. Therefore, we cannot fathom Shmaya Naftalion, and whoever did this was put in Cherem. Right? We don't have, we have, we try not to be Moranein Acher Rabbanan. Right? We're not talking about regular run-of-the-mill rabbis here either. We're talking about the authority of the Rabbanan making rules for Klal Yisrael. Right? We do believe that rabbis can make mistakes. The infallibility, we don't believe in the infallibility of the rabbinate. Right? We don't believe like other religions do, that there's perfection. Right, so the greatest people in history, Moshe, David, they were chote. They're not one of the four people that never sinned. But we do believe that as a power, that they have a special siyata d'shmaya. Again, they even make mistakes. Where? Parhelim davar shel tzibur. It could be, Mzakas Harias, that they do make mistakes. But we can't go out and be moranein if they didn't make a mistake. Okay, Koach Rabbanan is another topic. Maybe we'll have a shiur on that if we don't have time. It will be the Ian shiur this week about the Losasur and the Koach Rabbanan. We'll see what there's time for today. Okay, let's go continue now. That is all Rav Huna. Now we get into Ula. Ula Amar, sixth line. Ula has a totally different shot. Ula Amar, Lo Nira Lechachamim, Lechaser. Yeser al Shmona. It's only one, the first time I read it, I didn't catch it. I'm like, what's the difference? Lechaser, the first one is La'aber. Relachaser, Ula says, Lo nira lachachamim lachaser yeser al shmona. Ula says, it's really one big sentence, because it doesn't appear for the Rabbanan to have more than eight chasers in a year. What is that saying? Oh, my time a ka'amar. He's saying that it's all one long line of the Mishnah, and the first half is giving a reason in the second half. Matami pochsem yabar chadashim and barbashana. Why don't we have less than four mu'ubars in a year? Mishum delonir lachacham lachaser yeser al shmona. Because you don't want to have more than eight chasers. If you don't have more than eight chasers, then you got to have at least four mu'ubars. But according to Ula, you're not allowed to have eight mu'ubars. That's a machlokas between him and Rav Huna. He says, because Rav Huna said, you can't have less than four, you can't have more than eight, but you can't have eight. That's what Rav Huna said. Ula says, the second one is talking about chasers. You can't have less than four mu'ubars because you can't have more than eight chasers. But there's nowhere, how many mu'ubars can you have? So, as we'll see, he holds that you cannot have eight mu'ubars. That's a machlokas between Rav Huna, who allows eight, not more than eight, and Ula, who's not going to allow eight mu'ubars.
So four means five.
Sorry? He says you can't have less than four mu'ubars. You can have less than four mu'ubars. Right, you could have four, five, six, or seven. Four, five, six, or seven mu'ubars. And you can't have more than, right? You can't have more. Yes, you can have nine chasers.
Right?
Lo nirachamim, you could have eight chasers. You can have eight mu'ubars. Yeah. Okay, so now the Gemara has a similar shaklavataria. Shemaishna tisha delo. Why can't you have nine chasers? This is the opposite of chash. De'imkein miyasra siyara tlasayomi. Because then Rosh Hashanah is going to come much earlier than the molid, 3 days before the molid, by 3 days. So hashtanamika miyasra treyomi. So here too, right? He's going to have 2 days. If you allow eight chasers, right, you're going to be off by two in the other direction. So kadabra misharshi, kagon shahai sashana mu'ubaris. Hakraim kagon shahai sashana shalafaneha mu'ubaris. The cases where the previous year had been Mu'ubar. And what? And the previous month had been 30, not 29, like the previous one. And so we have an extra day pushed from last year. So Dal Yarcha Chaser Bahadi Yarcha Malya, and therefore it evens out again. You saved a day from the previous year with the extra month. What do you mean? It's still one day. The Molad is still going to be one day after Rosh Hashanah. Right, so the Gemara said, no, Savri is Chazuye Yischazi, Vanan lo Lavadaitan. Maybe the Rabbanan saw it. They're one day off. They saw the moon. We didn't see the moon. Right, what did they, we only saw it today, the day after Rosh Hashanah. Maybe they saw it. No, we don't always see the moon. So therefore, it's not going to be a problem. So what do we have? We have a machloket between Rav Huna and Ula about what the pshat of the Mishnah is. We have machlokas about whether you're allowed to have eight me'ubars in a 12-month period. And the Gemara is now going to say, what's the root of it? If you do the math, the way that each of the, just foreshadowing, the way that each of the shitas worked out was by saying that the extreme case was a case where the previous year was a shana me'ubaris. But that only worked, according to Rav Huna, if you needed to take off a day. So it had to be chaser. And according to Ula, you had to add on a day from the previous year. So that's going to be the root machlokas. We're about to say, when you add on a month, how many days is it? That's the machlokas. But Maika miflagi be'ibr shana. Even though you read the Mishnah, they're arguing about our Mishnah, but the root of the machlokas is about ibr shana. How long is the month that one adds on? Titania, kama ibr shana. How long is the month that you add on for the year? Why do you have to add on a month for? Because we mentioned, the lunar calendar is 354, generally. The solar calendar is 365. Right? A perfect, so you remember, how do you remember that? Or how do you remember that, how long Chanoch lived? Chanoch lived, the first Chanoch in the Torah. 365, a complete perfect unit, says Rabbeinu Bachai. Just like a solar year, Chanoch's life was perfect, and then he was, right, he was with Elohim. Right? He didn't die. He just went up. That's 365. So Kama Yibishana, Lamed. Tanakama says, 30 days. The previous, if you add on a month, it's always 30 days. So who's that? That is the Ula. Right, that is Ula, because it's 30. Because he says you can have eight chasers. You can have eight chasers. So in order to make it in proximity to Rosh Hashanah, you got to have an extra day from the previous year. So that's why he holds it can always be must always be 30 in the previous year. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer Chodesh, which means 29 or 30, and that's how if you do the math that we did in Amman Aleph, he has 29, so that's why he can have eight mu'ubars in a year that follows a shana mu'ubaras, as long as the month that was added on was a chaser. Period. Here we go. Meisve machlokas again, Rav Huna and Ula. And now we ask a kasha. Meisve says the Tosefta. Ein atzeres chala ela biyom haneif. Shavuos always falls out the same exact day of the year as the Yom Haneif, second day of Pesach, the day you do the tnufa of the Karban HaOmer. Ein atzeres chala ela biyom haneif. We know the lashon of Yom Haneif from the Mishnah in Sukkah and Rosh Hashanah. Yom Haneif kulo aser. That chadash bizman hazeh is also the whole day because here we bana beis hamikdash. Fascinating halacha that we're worried that beis hamikdash is going to be built this year, every year for thousands of years. Here we bana beis hamikdash. So we have to behave in a certain way that reflects that we have emuna. That's the hashkafa behind that Yom Haneif kulo aser. No, because we have emuna every year. It's going to happen. So Shavuot always falls out on the same day as the Yom Haneif. V'ein Rosh Hashanah chala ela o biyom haneif. Ola or Iburo. That's the Tosefta. Rosh Hashanah always falls out either on the Yom Haneif. Rosh Hashanah is always the same day as the second day of Pesach. Or Laor Iburo, which Rashi explains to mean the night after the day you could be Ma'aber for Nisan. Basically, it means the night of the 31st of Nisan, if there was such a thing. Right? That's what Or Iburo means. 31st. That is the Tosefta. Just one Ha'ara before we continue. The Shulchan Aruch quotes, we've mentioned this in various contexts as well. Shulchan Aruch quotes the beautiful Atbash to remember basically the Jewish calendar. Shulchan Aruch, it's on the Shulchan Aruch. Tav Chav Ches. If you ever want to get any of the calendaric laws, you look at the end of Chelek Dalet of the Mishnah Berurah, the one that's not looked in because it's only Erevin and Rosh Chodesh, but if you learn Hechaz Erevin, we spend time with this in Erevin. Similar Kviyas Ma'adim, Atbash Gardak. Aleph and Tav, Beis and Shin. So Pirush, what does that mean? The first day of Pesach is always the same day as Tav Tisha B'Av. Bash, the second day of Pesach is always the same day as Shin Shavuos, same day of the week. Gar, the third day of Pesach is always the Resh, Rosh Hashanah. That's Ori Buro over here. Dak, Da, the fourth day of Pesach is always the same as Kuf Kriyas HaTorah, which is Simchas Torah in Chutz La'aretz. Hey Tzadik, Hatz, what's that? The fifth day is always Tzom Kippur. Same day as Yom Kippur. Vav Pei, the sixth day is always the same day as Purim the previous year. So Shulchan Aruch says. She said, B'yom Chamishi bo Yom Kippur, B'yom Shishi bo Purim She'avar. It's the only one that is She'avar. Right? I mean the month before. The month before. Anyway, but that is the way that you remember. You don't have to remember, we just look on the calendar. But the way that they put together the calendar, it always works out. At Bash Gar Dak, to remember all of the days. So right here you have Right, Bash, right, the second day is always Shin, Shavuos, right, that's right here. That's the Yom Haneif. Wonderful. So the Gemara says, Bishlama la'ula, according to Ula, who was opinion number two, that says you're allowed to have eight chasers. So according to Ula, it works out the second line of the Braisa. Dishmona chaserin avdinon, mu'ubarn lo avdinon, according to Ula, which would allow you to have eight chasers, but not allow you to have eight mu'ubars. Right, that was Ula Shita. So mishkachas la, so then you can have it. You can have this case where it could fall out. Rosh Hashanah could fall out either on the Yom Haneif or on Ar Iburo. Why? Shneyen chaser, if they're both chaser. What does both mean? So Rashi explains, generally, the months fluctuate, right? Mali chaser, mali chaser, mali chaser. There are some months that are always mali, there are some months that are always chaser. So if you look in Rashi, I just wrote it on the side of my Gemara, look in Rashi. The months that are always chaser, there are 6 months that are always chaser. Cheshvan Teves Adar, Iyar Tammuz Elul. Those are always chaser. And then there are ones that are always Malay. There are two swing months. There are two swing months, Kislev and Sivan. Kislev and Sivan are the swing months. So those are the 2 months that we're talking about in the Gemara here. Those are the swing months. According to Ula, they could both be chaser, because he says you could have eight chasers. So says the Gemara, Mishkachas lo shnei, Mishkachas, you could have this line of the Tosefta make sense. Shnei and chaser, if they're both, Kislev and Sivan. If they're both, that's why Rosh Chodesh Teves is not always the same day of Hanukkah. Right, because sometimes Kislev is Mali, sometimes it's Chaser. So Shnei and Chaser, if both Kislev and Sivan are Chaser, B'Yom Haneif. So then Rosh Hashanah would fall out on the same day as the second day of Pesach. Echad Mali v'Echad Chaser, if they're one and one, then La'ari Buro, that would fall out on the 31st day of Nisan. So according to Ula, it works out. The Elul Rav Huna to Amar Avdinan Meubarin, but according to Ula, who says no, they could both be Meubar, but they can't both be Chaser. So Hazimnin the Mishkachas Laor or Iburo. Sometimes it's going to be one day late. When are you going to if they could both be Meubar? Sometimes you're going to have eight Meubars. So then it's going to work out too late. Rosh Hashanah is going to fall out on the 30th parallel to the 32nd day of excuse me, of Nisan, if you do the math. So Gemara says, Kasha on Rav Huna. So Gemara says back, Ar Malacha, Rav Huna. Rav Huna says back, Ula Minicha. But according to Ula, what, it works out? Shmona Udala Avdinan, Hashiva Avdinan. What? He says, you don't make eight, but he says you make seven me'ubars according to him. And if you have seven me'ubars, the Bach takes out the next line, Zimnin delo avdinan besisva v'avdinan bekaita. Sometimes you only make one of them me'ubar. You won't make it me'ubar in the sisva, in the winter. You'll make it me'ubar in the summer which is between Pesach and Rosh Hashanah. Right? And therefore you'll have an extra day, and Rosh Hashanah will be pushed off. V'havi lola ariburo. So you know, according to Ula also, there's a possibility, doing the math, if you only have one of them me'ubar, if you make the wrong one me'ubar, if you make Sivan me'ubar and not Kislev me'ubar, so then it's also going to be pushed off too late and it won't be a fulfillment of the Tosefta. So Allah, the Gemara says, Hamani Acherim hi. It must be that this Tosefta is going according to a third opinion. A different opinion that Ula and Rav Huna don't hold of Acherim. Acherim hold that there is exact fluctuation. Malay chaser, malay chaser, malay chaser. Forever. Just always switch. Detanya achirim omrim, ein bein atzeres latzeres. Ve'ein mim rosh hashanah, rosh hashanah, ela arba yomim bilvad. There's always, every year, Shavuos is, and every yontif is 4 days later in the week, later than the previous one. That's the way it always works out. 4 days later. And that works out perfectly if you just switch off malays and chasers based on the 354, 365. Or the difference, the 11 days difference. So 11 days, you have a week, 7 plus 4. Right, so if it's an exact parallel of the Malis and the Chasers, so then it's always going to be 4 days later in the week. Fine. And then that's the Acherim. Okay, if you have an extra day, it's going to be 5 days, because you have an extra day in there. If you have an extra month, which causes an extra day. Says the Gemara, 1 second, Sof Sof La Acherim, Yom HaNeif L'Mishkach Hasla. So 1 second, according to Acherim, you don't have Yom HaNeif either. You don't have, what, they totally argue on the Tosefta? You're not going to have Ari Bura, but what about Yom HaNeif? No, even according to Acherim, you can have a possibility that that would work out. If the previous year is Mu'ubar, the Iber Shana La Midyom, so just like we said before, Dal Yarcha Labahada Yarcha, the Mishkachzal Yobi Yom Anef. Okay, even according to Acherim, you can work out that Rosh Hashanah could fall out parallel to the second day of Pesach. Period. Continuing. Amalei Rav Ada Bar Ava L'Rava Acher Minyona Asa L'Shminan. Acherim, we know, hold one mali, one chaser, one mali, one chaser. So what's their chiddush of saying, it's always going to be 4 days, right, in between? What's the chiddush of their line? Hakamash malan de lo be'inan mitzvah lakadesh al pi ha'ra'iyah. An amazing shita. They are so rigid in their view, even if you don't see the moon. It's a chaser. It's day 30. And you don't know whether to make today into Rosh Chodesh or not, maybe turn it into day one. There are no witnesses, no edim. Make it into Rosh Chodesh anyway. It doesn't matter. They're Makadei Shelo Api Re'iyah. Because you know it's always got to be 29:30, 29:30, 29:30. That's the Chiddush of the Shita of Acherim. Period. So Maskev La Ravina. So Ravina says 1 minute. Even according to Acherim, there is a little flexibility you need. V'hika Yomi Desha'i V'yoma Desflasin Shani. We know as we started off today's daf, every month is 29 days, 12 hours, and Tashzak Halakim, 793. So if you add up those Halakim, so then you get an extra 8 hours every year. If you add up those Halakim, we don't worry about the Halakim, right? We get it to the next hour. So you're gonna end up with 8 hours every year, 793 Halakim altogether in a year. And then after 3 years, you're gonna have a whole, right, 8 hours, 24, you're gonna have an extra day. So you're gonna have to add on an extra day every 3 years, according to Acherim. So Gemara says, you're right, because you don't have to do something every year, loka chashiv. They didn't mention it. Not mention it, but really it's true. You have to take into account those chalakim. Period. Okay, now we move on to a little lighter. V'yav Shmuel Savala, so I guess we're going to do lo sasser, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow night will be the daf be'in shir. The power of the Rabbanan. V'yav Shmuel Savala Rav Huna. Shmuel also holds like Rav Huna. Which Rav Huna? Rav Huna was number one. That says you're allowed to have 8 me'ubars. Like Rav Huna, what does he say? Lost the place. Vashmuel Savala like Rav Huna. Damar Shmuel. Ein shnas levana b'chusa mishalosh meos lachamishim v'shtayim yom. The lunar year has to be between 352. V'lo yisera ashlos b'yitzcha v'chamishim v'shisha yom. 356. 352 and 356. How do you get 356? If you have eight meubars. Ha, ketzad, shneim alehem shisha. Shneim chaserim, shnayim. Right, so you can make them both, right? He has the most flexibility. You could have two meubars or not, right? Which two? Kislev and Sivan. Those are the two swing months. Echad mali v'echad chaser, arba'a. And if you have one mali, one chaser, that's when you get to 354. So you see, Shmuel holds like Rav Huna. Good. Meisvei, 1 second, we learned. Haredi nazir, kimos achama, mon naziris, gimel meos v'shishim v'chamishi yamakim minimos achama. Somebody says, I hereby declare myself a nazir for the years of a solar year. That's fine, 365. Kimos halavana, mon naziris, gimel meos v'chamishim arba'ayam, kiminios halavana. 1 second. So a lunar year is 354. That's what you automatically hold. V'yemisa, zirin de mishkach hazoshisha. But according to Rav Huna / Shmuel, sometimes a lunar year is longer. Right? So what do you mean? How could you be mako? So Gemara says, b'nedarim halach achar lasha b'nei adam, v'rov shanim. Most people mean 354 when they say, I accept. And by nedarim, a nazir is part of nedarim. Period. There's something to talk about, but let's just try to do to the Mishnah, and then we'll just talk about it outside. Rebbe sava like Rav Huna. Rebbe also is like Rav Huna. We'll talk about what if just somebody says, I want to be a nazir for a year. It doesn't say solar or lunar. Which one is it? So that's the Rishalmi suffix. We'll talk about it tomorrow. Va'af Rebbe sava like Rav Huna. Titanya Maisa va'asa Rebbe Tisha Chaserim v'nira Chodesh Bismano. One time Rebbe made 9 chasers in a year, and the molad was seen plunked on Rosh Hashanah. It worked out beautifully. Va'yarebi Tamiya va'omar asinu Tisha Chaserim v'nira Chodesh Bismano. He says, what happened here? How did that work? Then it worked out perfectly. Amar lefanu Rebbe Shimon bar Rebbe. See, his son turns to him and says, Abba, Shema Shana Muberas Isa? You don't have a calendar. You can't look back. Right? They didn't remember always exactly what was. Maybe it was a Shana Muberas, the Iber Shana Lamid, and you added on a 30-day month previously. The Ishtaka Nasinu Shneim Aleyin, and last year we added on 2 Mu'ubars. Right? We added on 2 Mu'ubars, which again is like Rav Huna, that's the Raya. And Dal Tlas Laladi Tlas. So you have 3 extra days from the previous month, previous year. Two for the previous year and 1 from this year. V'kamli b'duchli, and that's why everything worked out perfectly. So maybe that's what happened, Abba. So Amarle says, Ner Yisrael Kein Havi. You're the light of Israel. Yes, that must have been what happened. Ask Rav Yashiv. What? He didn't remember. His son remembered it. He didn't remember. He couldn't figure it out. So Rav Yashiv says, he was probably doing like the Rambam says, Anuchas Tamat Torah, that he was testing him. He was testing him. He didn't want to see. He said, "V'nir lomad the Rebbe vada yada." Right? Miskaven lachadid lebeno v'livdok im yamal al zemei atzmo. Like it says in Brachas on luchadudi la'bayehu David. That is Rebbe Yashiv Sa'ara. Okay, that's it. Tomorrow we'll start off with the suffix. If somebody just says shana, and then we'll get into the tkiyas that they did in the mikdash. Maybe we'll talk about tefillin on chol hamoed. Talk about that. That comes up derech agav tomorrow and other inyanim as well. Okay, we'll stop here.